This week on Not Just a Geek, we continue our look at the Energon universe, specifically looking at Duke and Cobra Commander. Without further ado, let me talk to you. Let me talk at ya. Welcome one and all to Not Just a Geek, the show that looks at the how, what, and why of the stories we love. I'm your host, Not Just a Guy, the Guy, Garrett Briones, coming back at you after a little 2 week hiatus, or like a week hiatus. Took off last week, after our most recent episode, the most recent episode of Not Just a Guy, aka the car episode, as I ended up calling it. I actually found out that some people thought that referred to me talking about cars, which if you know anything about me, I would never, ever in a bajillion years talk about cars. I like my car. It's a very nice car. It's a very, very beautiful machine. I cherish it. I could give a rip about cars. This might be where you tune out of the podcast. This might be where you draw the line in the sand. I could not talk about a car for any amount of time, let alone 30 minutes or however many minutes that episode was. I apologize for the less crisp audio. I was trying out a new thing. Maybe in the future there'll be more car episodes, but that one was just a little less crisp. Maybe in the future I'll have something a little more a little cleaner way to capture the audio. But it's very much, as I spoke about in that episode, it was very down to the wire. Getting that out there. I've just been so busy. Like even right now, I'm tired coming into this episode. You know, a little bit of catch up. I was able to go home. I took a break. I was able to get some time off from both my jobs, and I just went home and I recharged and I spent time with my loved ones. And you know, doing that, it makes you, for me at least, it reignites that hunger. And when I get back to the hardships of life, having that time to just be able to unplug from everything and just take things slow and not have to worry about getting things done, it's good for my mental health, it's good for my energy, and it just helps kind of center me. Reminds me why I'm leaving that, you know? Like, you get so back into it that you're like, man, why is this not the life I'm choosing? And it's just because, like, why do I not live like this all the time? But it's because I gotta be out here busting my butt, trying to make things go. Still working. I'm trying to get back into the swing of things. Not gonna have two jobs for that much longer. By a few more episodes down the line, I will no longer have two jobs. I'll just be down to one, and you know that will come at the expense of some revenue. But also, I'm gonna be honest. I am looking forward to just having the one, just for the sake of my. We talk a lot on our sister show, the main show, the flagship show, Not Just a Guy, about burnout, and I have reached that multiple times recently, and I am just very much looking forward to getting, you know, I may have to cut back on some things and be smarter with my money, which I like to think I'm pretty smart with it, but I'm looking forward to the time that's going to afford me. It's going to give me a little more time to worry about my projects. I am still chipping away on that audio drama. At this point, I've just decided to finish writing the second season and then try and produce both seasons back to back. Especially just getting hard to navigate schedules and I'm trying to get that made. So I wanted to, you know, this I'm delving into a little Not Just a Guy territory, but I wanted to give a little catch up on where I am. And also something I have to do right here up top, you know, that I want to make sure that you're aware of, you know, the music that you just heard, that is music friend of the show, friend in life, Stephen Anthony Cruz. Stephen and I have bonded over comics. You know, that's the thing we're into. We're both, you know, friends, you know, fans of John Carpenter. And so we are not friends of John Carpenter. I would love to be a friend of John Carpenter. I meant to say fans of John Carpenter and his work. And yeah, two of us have hit it off, and he is a musician. I'm going to have links to all of his various things. Cruisecast Media is his main thing. source to find his work. He does awesome music, and so we are using one of his songs, Juggernaut. That is the Not Just a Geek theme. So you can see that in the description. You can get, there should be a link to Cruisecast Media. Thank you so much, Steven, for offering that up. And we're cooking up stuff, and I think that the beauty of life is you never know when different collaborators and different storytellers are going to come into your life, and you're going to work together and create awesome art. So I'm very excited to have that song featured, and to see what other stuff we might have cooking, maybe related to a project I just mentioned not too long ago. So today we have part 2 of our look at the Energon universe, 4 books. Let's do a little recap. Last Not Just a Geek, I talked about the first two offerings of the Energon universe, which is a publishing line out of Skybound through Image Comics. That is, it is your 80s, dream. It's G.I. Joe, Transformers, and some original characters through, original concepts in that shared universe through Void Rivals. And it's been a fun little thing. And so, how did we get here? We talk about the how, we talk about the what, and we talk about the why. So for the how did we get here? Like I said, I mentioned that, Skybound acquired the rights to publish Transformers comics, and they have, and G.I. Joe as well. And G.I. Joe is a really interesting facet of my life. I feel like it's been very prevalent in my life, but I've always been looking for my in to G.I. Joe. Like when I was a kid, I remember, we would go on these trips to our family cabin. I always remember there were some G.I. Joe figures there. I remember interacting with those. I can't really remember whose they were, but I always remember that. I had some ancillary miscellaneous figures. I remember having a Storm Shadow at some point. I remember seeing not the original series, but there, I remember seeing like on Cartoon Network, they had like a premiere or like a TV movie or something like that of a new iteration of G.I. Joe. And I watched that, and it was nothing against it. Like, I've always been a huge fan of like Snake Eyes. Like, I always thought Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow were awesome. But I was always just much more of like when it came to like Hasbro's figures that were also these long, epic, stories, these series. This serialized story. For me, it was always Transformers. Like I've been a Transformers guy since I was a kid, and that just always has been the one that I've gravitated towards. But when it came time for me to when I got older, I've seen every live action G.I. Joe, the 3 I've seen, Rise of Cobra. I remember I enjoyed that because when I was a kid, I enjoyed it because I was that was when I was starting to get more privy to filmmaking and behind the scenes. And Stephen Sommers, I'm a big fan of Stephen Sommers' Mummy films. So that, especially, The Mummy is one of my favorite films of all time. Very influential as well on me and my storytelling and the kind of stories I like. And so I recognized his name. I was like, this guy, he did I put that together. I actually really, really enjoy G.I. Joe Retaliation, John M. Chu. I think it's just a fun, popcorn action movie. I think it has some, interesting little pieces. I love the Snake Eyes, the whole ninja sequence in the middle of the movie. That's like 7 to 12 minutes or something like that. And there's like no, it's completely silent. It's emulating a comic, a G.I. Joe comic that is very famous where there was no dialogue. And see, that's even another big thing is like, I know that the G.I. Joe comics are huge. It's never been something that you would think that would be my in, is like, I'll read the G.I. Joe comics. It's just something I've never gotten around to, like reading those original runs or any of those. And then I remember seeing Snake Eyes. I thought the two, I was interested to see where that went. Doesn't look like there's going to be any continuation of that, but I really liked Henry Golding. I really liked Henry Golding as Snake Eyes, and I also really dug Andrew Koji as Storm Shadow. It's kind of interesting. At some points, it felt like Storm Shadow was kind of the protagonist of that film. I thought that was an interesting dynamic, like how equal they made the two characters in that story. For a story that was called Snake Eyes, I thought it was interesting how that went about, but this isn't an episode about that. So I, like I said, I've always been kind of looking for my in. And how am I going to, because I like that world. I like those characters. I've always been kind of interested in the idea of G.I. Joe and Transformers crossing over. They've done it before, but, you know, the cinematically, that's always been something that's been bandied about, especially as we have the, like the boom of the shared universe. That was always something that has been thrown around, even spoilers for a movie that came out at the end of last year. That's the ending of Transformers Rise of the Beast, is like setting up G.I. Joe and Transformers being a thing and interacting. So I've always been looking for that. And then we had the Energon universe coming around. And so, you know, the Energon universe kicks off with Void Rivals, continues in Transformers. Those are the two main ongoings of the universe. And then we get the G.I. Joe portion, and we get G.I. Joe related characters, Duke and Cobra Commander, launching with literally the face of G.I. Joe in the face of Cobra, which I thought was that's the best way to do it. You know, the main G.I. Joe book is still ongoing, so for this new continuity, this new universe, I thought it was a great way to introduce, like, I kind of feel, if I'm going to make a comic comparison, it's kind of like the ultimate universe for G.I. Joe. It's like, you know, the main G.I. Joe universe is still out there, it's still ongoing, you can still keep picking that one up, obviously, but there's also this new one that's a new entryway, especially for people like me, where I know a lot of G.I. Joe characters and I enjoy them whenever I see them, but this is the perfect opportunity for me to have like versions that I can immediately get into and meet for the first time. And so let's get into the what. We're going to talk about what are these two books about. There's going to be slight baby spoilers, and they're still going to be vague regarding Danny Warren Johnson and Mike Spicer's Transformers. I'm going to talk about, there's one beat that does set up these books. This, you know, one of these books does, both of these books are directly tied to the ongoing, you know, Transformers arrival on Earth. I'm going to be as vague as I can because I don't want to spoil anything. I still want you to go pick up those books. But first off, let's talk about Duke. Duke is about Duke. Like I said, the face of G.I. Joe, the main character, the Optimus Prime of G.I. Joe. And it is about this man, Duke. He is a soldier, he is a pilot, and something tragic happens that is related to an event in Transformers, and we see Duke for the first time in Transformers, the ongoing series, and it involves that dastardly Starscream, the Decepticon. He does something that not only takes the life of somebody that Duke knows, it also kind of makes Duke this sort of outcast within the army. Like, he's just seen as a crazy guy, you know, spouting like, I saw a jet turn into a robot and attack us. Like, they think one day he just snapped, or that the tragedy has just sent him off. And so he goes and kind of looks out in the world to see if he can find anybody that knows about what these things are that are out there that no one wants to believe. And then he kind of gets involved in this conspiracy and becomes, you know, like a wanted man. Like, oh no, we got to get this guy. We're gonna blacklist him. We're gonna make everybody think that he's gone AWOL. And he meets a bunch of interesting people along the way that, if you are a G.I. Joe fan, which even with my, I would say, pretty decent knowledge of G.I. Joe, I've been like, oh man, there he is. There's, you know, one of the people I can say, because she's on the cover, is the Baroness. Like, I the second I saw her on one of the cover, or I saw her show up in the book, I was like, oh shoot, it's the Baroness. And it's been fun seeing her interactions with Duke, especially knowing what they most likely will go on to become when it comes to G.I. Joe versus Cobra. And speaking of Cobra, there's this guy. He's called the Cobra Commander. Okay, Cobra Commander, much more. If Duke is your, you know, your straight up action, crazy, man on the run thriller, then Cobra Commander is almost like a horror sci-fi book in many ways. Cobra Commander is a human that ended up in under the tutelage and in the Society of Cobra Law, which I didn't even know was like a thing that's from Cobra, from like G.I. Joe lore. And it's like, apparently one of my friends who got me, you know, who I work with, he was the one who kind of set me on to the book and let me, like, it was like telling me I should read these. And He was, you know, he was kind of catching me up to speed that I didn't know that apparently, yeah, this Cobra is like a controversial sort of aspect of G.I. Joe. If I'm to understand this correctly, it's sort of something like, not a jump the shark, but like just something that some parts of the fan base are, it's hit or miss with them, whether it's something that they want to acknowledge and go along with. I guess it's from the movie, if I remember correctly, the animated movie. I could be completely wrong on that. You're more than welcome to correct me by following me on all the social media. Yeah, follow me and then send me a message. I'm just trying to get those numbers up. And so he's raised to be kind of like one of them. He's taught their ways, and then now he has a mission that is related to Earth. There's something he's looking for, and it is related once again to the Transformers. More so related to this universe is called the Energon universe. So why do we care? Obviously, we talk about the how, what, and why. The why is that's for me. It's the reason why I tell any story. It's the why. Why am I telling this story? And why should people care? Why do I care about these books? Why do I connect with them? Maybe is the better way to phrase it. Maybe not why do we care, but why do we connect? So Duke is by Joshua Williamson and Tom Riley. Right at the bat, like I really enjoy Joshua Williamson's work. I read his Superman book, his Green Arrow book. I enjoy both of them very much. And I think he makes Duke such an endearing protagonist. Like you root for this guy immediately. You understand, like, he has gone through this horrible... He has given his life to this system, this institution, to do what is right, to fight for the people that can't fight for themselves. And then it's just this one event happens where he just needs them to have a little... Just to give him a little... Not leeway, but give him some sympathy, but also... More so, not even sympathy, it's like... He just needs them to believe him after he has believed... And done so much for them, and it's just like on this one thing they can't, and it's really it really is kind of sad to see, like, that they after all he's done for them, they just don't believe him. Obviously, it would be kind of hard to believe somebody, but I think Duke is just so endearing, and it very much makes him just an everyday guy who seeks out doing the right thing. It's, you know, there's a little bit of Captain America in there in a way, just this guy who's fighting the good fight, and now what does he do when he is in opposition to that very system and society that he fought for? And he's not doing anything. He's doing out of maliciousness or out of hate or even snapping. It's just he has become a victim of the system he fought for, and he's not even doing this for, I guess, personal reasons. He's trying to bring light to this so that, you know, that this isn't just something that's going to be swept under the rug until it could possibly affect others and bring you have what happened to his friend happen on an even larger scale. And that's kind of what we're seeing in the Transformers book. This, you know, the Autobots in that book are trying to keep that situation contained so it doesn't spread out to the rest of the world like Cybertron, and kind of Duke is kind of fighting that same battle. Wanting to have this information so he can go on a proactive, you know, go on an offensive and go after, you know, he knows about Starscream, but he doesn't know, you know, you would have to assume that he thinks that there's more out there than just Starscream. So he is a very endearing protagonist, and you understand, and like the book, like I said, it just, and I think a lot of this comes down to Tom Riley, who is the artist. My good Lord, this book is beautiful. Honestly, Duke might be my favorite book of the Energon universe. Like, I mean, I love Transformers, but, you know, not to rank them, they all mean something different to me, but Duke really, like, I look forward to every issue. So, like, every time I know I'm going to be able to get an issue, I get so excited because it is just so much fun. I love the art. I love the colors. It is so vibrant. Great cliffhangers. I'm really digging Duke's, his relationship with the Baroness, this sort of, can I trust you? We need each other's help, but you could also stab me in the back at any moment. That is such a fun dynamic. I always am a sucker for that dynamic. And I just think it's so interesting to see. And, you know, we have Despero, another mainstay of the Cobra, you know, G.I. Joe ongoing conflict, lurking in the shadows, and we know that one of the next books that's coming out because sadly Duke and Cobra Commander are miniseries. You know, they're 5 issues, and then I wish they would go on forever, if I'm being honest. But I'm cherishing them while they are lasting. One of the next books will be Despero, as well as Scarlet, another, obviously, G.I. Joe mainstay. But yeah, Duke, for me, it is just this fun ride where you are completely with this man on the run because you want to see him get his mission done. That was not meant to rhyme, but it was pretty cool. You are just so unabashedly with him, and I have no idea how the series is going to end, and that's what excites me. It excites me because I'm so on board for this character that I will go wherever he goes. I don't really care how it ends, like, in the sense, like, I don't have any, I'm not building any expectation, because I'm just like, I will follow Duke where he needs to go. Wherever Duke needs to go, I'll be right there with him. And see, Cobra Commander, this one I really dug because it is very much like a horror book. It is, you know, there's a lot of swamp horror going on, a lot of blood in the swamp, blood in the murky waters. It's so cool, you know, the way Cobra Commander is going through the world, having been detached from it and kind of reacclimating himself and just kind of just cutting through the world like a warm knife through butter. He is just tearing through because he wants to know. He's looking for Energon. You know, he's trying to figure out Energon. That's the, if you want to make a Dune reference, that's the spice. That's what everybody wants. It is this energy source that originates from, you know, from like Cybertron in more relation to the Transformers. But everybody wants it because, you know, everything turns into an arms race. Everything turns into we want this commodity and we will do whatever it takes to get it. And so Cobra Commander's trying to find it for the betterment of Cobra Law. But it's also this idea of like, what is, because he has this mask on and he never lets you too close. He never lets you too far in. It's like, okay, well, what does he want? That's what I'm excited for, is like, what, as we continue, as we get toward the end, with Cobra Commander, at the time of recording, we still have 2 issues left. Duke, we just have 1. This book is also written by Joshua Williamson, and also, but this book is drawn by Andrea Milana. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Great art, love it. I love just the physicality that comes across for Cobra Commander. And I'm interested to see, cause it's like Cobra Commander is doing all this in service of Cobra Law. But when do his personal stakes and personal wants and needs kind of come through? That's what makes me come back every time. Cause I'm like, there's something going on underneath that mask. And that's the beauty of having a masked character, is you don't have the eyes, you know, you can't fully get an idea of like what's going, you don't have the expressions, you can't fully read them. And so it's like the whole time you're reading it, you know, obviously there's no full in like entryway into what he's thinking. And that's what it makes it so exciting, because it's just you don't know where his personal wants meet the needs of Cobra Law. And that's what's exciting. I'm very much enjoying, and I love that both of these books are written by, like I said, Joshua Williamson. So you have like 2 different men kind of trying to prove themselves in 2 different ways. You know, Duke trying to clear his name, Cobra Commander trying to cement his status in Cobra Law. And it's interesting how, you know, again, minor spoilers, Duke is now defined by this tragedy related to Starscream, and Cobra Commander is sort of related to Megatron through his work. You know, he has Megatron in his lab, and he's kind of trying to figure out what he's all about. So it's interesting that both these guys are kind of sent on their current trajectory related to not only just 2 Transformers, but 2 Decepticons. That's kind of something I find interesting. And even like the protagonists and Void Rivals, you know, they interact with Jetfire from the Autobots, but his, you know, their interaction isn't as intrinsic, like isn't as rooted in their current status quo mission. That's what I like, how this interconnectivity works. It's like, it's almost like yes and, you know, the improv rule or the improv rationale idea. It's like those connections are just a piece of the puzzle. But also, it's like, you know, I want to see Cobra Commander. Like, if whenever Megatron turns back on, I want to see him and Cobra Commander interact. What do these two guys think of each other? How do they interact? I want to see Duke, you know, give Starstream... I want to see Duke give Starscream the business. I want to see him, you know, whip his butt up and down the street. I want to... I want to see that interaction. They built that up so well. Their brief interaction in Transformers and how it haunts Duke. I want to see them go at it. I want to see Duke just put him down, brother. I'm really... really digging. Like I've talked about, the Energon universe is just so fun and exciting. And we, like I said, we know Transformers and Void Rivals are ongoings that are ongoing. We are sadly going to have to say goodbye to Duke and Cobra Commander relatively soon. And it bums me out. I've accepted it, but it still bums me out. That said, I am very excited for Scarlet and Despero. Are those series going to, you know, pick up any like story batons? Are they going to tell their own story that's concurrent, or is it after? Are we building towards something? You know, it's different writers, but where do all these threads that are connecting all the books, is that going to all converge in something? I'm very excited to see where this all goes. I think you should be reading the Energon universe. I think it is right now. There are so many, you know, the books are selling out, but there are additional printings that keep coming out. I think the other day I saw that Void Rivals 1 is on its 7th printing. That's insane. That's awesome, though. And Void Rivals, the trade is out, so you can get the first 6 issues. That's how I caught up on it. There's also, you know, all the books are going to be coming out in trade. I highly recommend it because it is... yes, it is an IP, it's an intellectual property, but it's a fun spin. I mean, I'm always for, you know, I take in many IPs. But the IPs that that excite me the most, intellectual properties that excite me the most. What am I talking about? A freaking bridge. The ones that excite me the most are the ones that take the ideas, take what you're used to and remix them, use the characters to tell an interesting story, something that's different, something that, you know, you could tell these stories without those IP, but you're getting more eyes on it, let's tell an interesting story. And I think the Energon universe is that. It's interesting, it's fun, it has that Saturday morning cartoon feel, but it also feels like you could give it to a kid, and I don't think it's going to be too crazy for them. Cobra Commander has some bloody little bits, but you could be an adult, you can be younger. I think it's a great entryway for Transformers, for G.I. Joe, for just something fun and new, Void Rivals. I really think if you haven't already, you should give these books a chance. Try one, try them all. Try the first issues of all of them. If you're like me and you've like always wanted to give G.I. Joe a shot, try out Duke and Cobra Commander. If you're already a fan of Transformers, definitely pick up Transformers. Or if you're in a similar boat to me with where I was with G.I. Joe, you've always wanted to get in Transformers, current Transformers book is a great way to get into that. I think a great way to get into the universe as a whole is Void Rivals, especially since that was the first, you know, step into this universe. But try one of them, try all of them. Whatever suits your fancy, whatever interests you, based on what I've talked about in these last 2 episodes, not just a geek. I definitely super regularly, I super duper ooper recommend. There we go. I was trying to say recommend, and for some reason I said regular. Thank you so much for listening to this week's Not Just A Geek as we come back from our little hiatus. I'm really enjoying it. I think April, May, I have some cool things hopefully cooking for the show. Hopefully bringing back some stuff, formatting, trying, if you heard up top, you know, even before the music, I had a new way of introing the show. I'm going to try and do that. Kind of used to do that on my old podcast, Masters of the Media. Used to kind of like to give a little tidbit before the music kicks in, so you can hear my voice. Please rate, review the show wherever, you know. Tell me how you honestly feel. You don't have to just give me 5 stars, but it really helps. Rate, review, all that good stuff. Tell your friends to listen. Share links when you see them. Follow the show at NJAG Prod, P-R-O-D. That is NJAG Prod on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. You can follow myself on Instagram at Garrett Briones, GarrettBriones. I believe TikTok is also the same. Gonna be honest, I don't post on my personal TikTok like at all. I posted like one thing. Next week, new Not Just A Guy, catching you up on where I'm at, headspace-wise, with writing. What the heck is going on with the audio drama? Why have I stalled on it? And where I'm at as far as writing goes. My new rationale, my new mentality, the way I'm trying to get writing in, especially when I have no freaking time. Those are some things that will be covered on next week's episode of our flagship show, Not Just A Guy. I have been your host, Not Just A Guy, The Guy, Garrett Briones, and I will talk at you next time.